Greetings in Savior's name. You would almost think that Irvin and I, talked before today, but we didn't. But his songs fit in quite well with what I have here this morning. Turn with me to Psalms 37. Psalms 37. I think I'll just start here. Psalms 37:37. It speaks here of the upright, and that we should observe them. It says, "Consider the blameless, observe the upright." There is a feature for the man of peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be cut off. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them. And I think I'll just quit with that. But we see here that we are to consider the blameless. Let's turn it around. Okay, I'll go on with the next one there. Observe the upright. We are to observe the upright. How about others observing us? Or are we not one of the upright? One of God's people. Other people are observing us. The generation below us is observing us. You that are older, someone is watching you. Someone is watching me. What about the next generation? Somebody is observing us to see what we are doing. How are we handling situations? The youth, there's somebody watching you. And anyone that is able to understand what I'm saying here today is being observed by the siblings. Maybe someone that isn't able to understand exactly what I'm saying today. Somebody is observing us. So how are we going to conduct our lives? The world sees us. The people around us, how are they observing us? I just happened to think of something, and I didn't ask Sarah if I'm allowed to share this or not. She was made a few phone calls this past week, and was talking to someone that we never met. Lives in New York, and we had to fill out some papers, forms, and he wanted to notarize for us to send back. And he asked her, and during the conversation, he said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "I could tell. Only by the conversation. We haven't met him, don't even know the man." How are we conducting our lives? Verse 38. "But all sinners will be destroyed." I'll just put in there, all sinners not saved by grace. They will be destroyed. They will be cut off. But the way of the wicked, the way of the ungodly will perish. But as long as we're here, as long as we live, we still have a chance to make our things right with God. And that is such a blessing that we have as people. Like we fail, we fall, we backslide, we have a chance to make our things right with God. God is our stronghold. The salvation of the salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is our strength, and He helps us when we get caught in the situations that we don't know our way through. He helps us through. And He delivers them from the wicked and saves them. Does He stop here? Because they trust in Him. Because they take refuge in Him. And I like the phrase I have here. Because they take refuge in Him. It is action. We have to come to God. We have to trust God. God would not just save us if we walk away and just go about our own way. But we need to find refuge in Him. And this brings us to our Sunday school lesson. We see in the prior chapters to what we're be studying today, even though David was a man of God, there was a point in his life that he slipped. And not just that, but he tried to hide his sin. In various ways, and that didn't seem to work. Finally, he had the husband put on the front row of the battle, so he was killed, and he had to be talked to. He had to face reality. Where are we? What happens if we slip? Do we hide it? Or do we make our things right with God? What do we do when we see somebody else slip? Do we come to talk with them about it, or do we walk away? What is our responsibility? Just some questions I had, and I think we all know what ought to be done. It is a challenge, and I want to leave that with you. There's a phrase that I come across. There is a calm place in the midst of every trying situation, and it's near to the heart of God. James 4, 4 verse 7 says, submit yourself to God. Resist Satan, and he will flee from you. He will flee from you. Submitting ourselves to God is probably one of the most important things that we can do, and just to take refuge in Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again this morning that we have the privilege to study your word. We just ask that you would be here with us today, and that we could just see your word, and that we could apply it, and that we could apply it to our hearts, and just grow in it. And also, we just ask you, Lord, that you would be with each of the Sunday school teachers as well. And we just ask this in Christ's holy name. Amen.